The lesson this morning is entitled, A Generation Which Knew Not God. From Judges chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, we find that Joshua is dead and Israel is in possession of the promised land. The next generation were allowed to grow up not knowing the law, not knowing Israel's past, and not knowing their purpose in this world. Judges 2 and verse 10 reads, All that generation were gathered under their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. Romans 15:4 says, For whatsoever things were written aforetime, referencing the old law, were written for our learning. So it would do us good to consider some thoughts about Israel's forgetting God. They were not appreciative of God's mercies. In Judges 2 and verse 1, we read, An angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Thoughts about Israel's forgetting God? They were not obedient to God's will. Judges 2 and verse 2 reads, You shall make no league or no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. But ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Thoughts about Israel's forgetting God? There are bad consequences of not obeying God. Judges 2 and verse 3 reads, Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them, that is, the inhabitants, out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare unto you. So God allows suffering in this life because of disobedience. Thoughts about Israel's forgetting God, they lifted their voices and wept. A golden opportunity was lost. Sin is now repeated until they were destroyed. In Judges 2 and verses 4 and 5, it reads, And it came to pass when the angel of the Lord spake these words unto all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and wept, and they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there unto the Lord. That's Judges 2 verses 4 and 5. Thoughts about Israel's forgetting God, they had forgotten of their deliverance by God's work. All that generation were gathered under their fathers, and there rose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. Again, Judges 2 and verse 10. Thoughts about Israel's forgetting God, they turned to the gods of pagans around about them. They forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord unto anger. Reads Judges 2 and verse 12. Thoughts about Israel's forgetting God, they forsook the God who had saved them. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam, reads Judges 2 and verse 11. And they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth, Judges 2 and verse 13. Thoughts about Israel's forgetting God, they did evil in his sight which brought his wrath. The anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies, reads Judges 2 and verse 14. More thoughts about Israel's forgetting God. The preceding generations are responsible to prevent this. Parents are responsible as they are the basis of society. Deuteronomy 4, verses 9 through 10 reads, "Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons." That would be our grandchildren, by the way. "Especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, Gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children." That's Deuteronomy 4, verses 9 and 10. Religious leaders are responsible to prevent preceding generations from forgetting God. Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 9. "When all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children which have not known anything may hear and learn and fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land, whither you go over Jordan to possess it," reads Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 11 through 13. "For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed," Isaiah 9 and verse 16. "Faithful men attempted reforms through the years, but warnings were drowned in error, and God's people finally became like the unbelievers." 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 5 through 7 reads, "Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, "Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me," God says, "that I should not reign over them." That's 1 Samuel 8, 5 through 7. All the people in general were responsible. They should have desired that the law of God be read to them. They owed allegiance to God alone. They were told, "Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name, you shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth," reads Deuteronomy 6, verses 13 through 15. Instead, they followed their own impulses. In those days, there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes, reads Judges 17 and verse 6. All failed in responsibilities which resulted in another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel, Judges 2 and verse 10. Thoughts about Israel's forgetting God, it establishes the fact that God's people can apostatize. In history, we've gone from faithful Israel to the Dark Ages, from the 19th century when men had an interest in restoring New Testament Christianity, to the 21st century when religious traditions of men rule religious society. In a short time, the restored church in the U.S. has gone backwards in support and promotion of a whole host of unscriptural practices, teachings, and institutions. But the Bible says now and forevermore that the church of the living God is the pillar and ground of the truth, 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, not the multiple institutions of men. Thoughts about Israel's forgetting God? What about the church today? The church once existed in Jerusalem, Corinth, and Ephesus. Where are they now? Any assurance the church in Fort Towson will remain solid? What about the second generation removed from us? Sobering thoughts of responsibility indeed. That question leads us to think seriously of our responsibilities under Christ, which is as heavy of a burden as Israel's. Where scriptural elders are serving, they should heed the flock's needs. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood, Acts 20 and verse 28. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy, and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Hebrews 13 and verse 17. Elders should watch, warn, and exhort, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Read Titus 1 and verse 9. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Acts 20 and verse 29. Our responsibilities under Christ? Teachers, both public and private, live the truth and teach the truth. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Reads 1 Timothy 4 and verse 16. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God, and that means the literal or actual words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. Not to the glory of self or to any other man. One who teaches others is a true friend. Paul said, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Galatians 4 and verse 16. Teaching involves teaching the lost. And so they need to be taught, 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, which says, the like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. There is one body, not many, and one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Reads Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6. Saints need to seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6 and verse 33. That is, the things which we are in need of shall be added unto us by the God above. Our responsibilities under Christ, every Christian should be a light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Reads Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Every Christian should be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Every Christian should trust in the Lord. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen. Under the glory of God by us. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 20. Every Christian should demand truth regardless of the consequences. Acts 17 and verse 6 says, they drew Jason and certain brethren under the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. Every Christian should shun all that might bring apostasy. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Read 2 John in verse 9. Every Christian should desire to please God, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. 1 Peter 4 and verse 2. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole of man. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13. Looking to our own past, consider what a work the Lord performed in rescuing us, and with what price it was done. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. The challenge of our responsibility is that the next generation's knowledge of God's will in part depends on our accepting responsibility now. Ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6 and verse 4. Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. Reads Joel 1 and verse 3. Regarding our responsibilities under Christ among a generation that knows not God, consider a fine secular poem by an unknown author entitled The Builder. It reads, I saw them tearing a building down, a team of men in my hometown. With a heave and a ho and a yes, yes, yell, they swung a beam and a sidewall fell. And I said to the foreman, are these men skilled like the ones you would use if you had to build? And he laughed and said, oh no, indeed, the most common labor is all I need, for I can destroy in a day or two what takes a builder 10 years to do. So I thought to myself as I went on my way, which one of these roles am I willing to play? Am I one who is tearing down as I carelessly make my way around? Or am I one who builds with care in order to make the world a little better because I was there? In conclusion, may God help us to not forget about Him and be responsible to the next generation in teaching them to hear, learn, and fear God and His eternal Word. Some of our human peers in life have never known God and forgiveness. Invite some to salvation before the sands of time run out. If you have a need, please come believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized while together we stand and sing.
Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee come.